Jury selection is underway in the trial of 48-year-old former baseball great Roger Clemens. On trial, not for the crime, as the saying goes, but for the alleged cover-up.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
Roger Clemens testifying in 2008 after the bombshell revelation from then New York Yankees strength coach Brian McNamee that he'd personally injected Clemens with performance-enhancing drugs. So now Clemens is being tried for perjury. His best friend, fellow pitcher, and former teammate Andy Pettitte is expected to testify against him. Let's bring in sports law professor and columnist Michael McCann. He's director of the Sports Law Institute at Dartmouth Law School. Michael, you write, this is a trial that could close the door on the steroid era in baseball. A little more on what's at stake here.
Well, I think what's at stake is that for baseball, this gives them some closure because this will be the last baseball player sued for something related to steroids and specifically perjury. Mm. The Barry Bonds trial could be retried. There's always the possibility of that because there was a hung jury on a couple of the counts. But for Clemens, this will give some resolution to baseball that an era where stats were inflated, where a lot of people felt that the game lost credibility, will come to an end. Although, having said that, you know, there will always be incentives for players to cheat, to get substances that will give them the edge, even medical procedures. So it isn't as if this ends steroids per se, but I do think it ends an era.
Well, you mentioned Barry Bonds. 3 months ago, he was convicted of obstruction. Let's look closer at what's happening in the Clemens trial. This morning, the judge indicated he might allow Andy Pettitte and other New York Yankee teammates to testify that they also used banned substances, but only if Clemens' defense team, his lawyers, pursue their defense that the trainer McNamee lied about injecting Clemens, that McNamee was actually trying to blackmail Clemens and the Yankees because he, McNamee, thought he was going to be fired because of rape accusations. Boy, this is going to get seamy.
Yeah, it is. And Clemens' lawyers, I think, will definitely try to paint McNamee as somebody untrustworthy, as somebody who has done questionable business dealings, as someone who previously defended Clemens and then changed his story, at least in the view of Clemens, to avoid prosecution. I think the other players testifying, what the prosecution wants to show there is that, well, if McNamee was giving Clemens' teammates steroids, then why wasn't he giving Clemens steroids? So it will be the guilt by association tactic.
Well, and of course, Clemens says that he was only getting, you know, vitamins and pain relievers. But to Andy Pettitte, because he is the only person besides the trainer, McNamee, who claims Clemens admitted to taking performance-enhancing drugs. He is not wanting to testify. Clemens was his hero. But he's known as, you know, the Boy Scout in baseball. He said he's told the truth in the past about what Roger Clemens told him. What does he say Clemens told him, and how does Clemens respond to that?
So Pettitte alleges that 11 or 12 years ago, he had a conversation with Clemens in which Clemens admitted that he was using some type of illegal performance enhancer, and that Pettitte remembers this conversation distinctly, and that it's an admission of guilt by Clemens. If true, it would suggest that he committed perjury before Congress. To defend against that, Clemens will say, you know what, Andy Pettit's certainly a trustworthy guy. He's a likable guy. But his memory isn't perfect. And this was a conversation that happened over a decade ago. Maybe Clemens was speaking in a joking way. Maybe the comment was taken out of context. Do you really want to convict Roger Clemens based on a conversation from a decade ago, a one-time conversation, a one-time admission? It isn't as if Clemens repeatedly made this type of confession to Pettitte.
Well, in fact, isn't Roger Clemens saying that Andy Pettitte misheard him, that in fact Roger Clemens said that his wife, Debbie, used performance-enhancing drugs, not him?
That's right. That's right, Lynn. And the Clemens' use of the word misremember has been joked about because it's not really a word, but to the extent that Pettitte did misremember, yeah, that Pettitte could have maybe been hearing about Roger Clemens' wife and not about Debbie Clemens and not about Clemens himself. So anything like that tries to carve out the idea that there's reasonable doubt you shouldn't convict Roger Clemens.
Well, we're hearing from the courtroom some of the people who might be called to the stand, Wade Boggs, David Cohn, the wives of the players. And we're hearing that all Roger Clemens' lawyers have to do is sow the seeds of reasonable doubt. But will he take the stand?
I don't think he will. I'm sure he wants to take the stand. He's a very confident guy who likes to volunteer to speak, even though he may not be the best spokesperson for himself. I think his lawyers will say, look, we can go after the prosecution's case. We can go after McNamee. We can go after Pettit's memory. There's no need. We can also go after the substances that McNamee has provided the government in terms of gauzes and syringes. All of that can be attacked. To put Clemens up there would mean to put him up against seasoned prosecutors who are in the business of cross-examining persons. And if Clemens struggled before Congress, and many think he did when he testified, it's going to be a lot harder when you have prosecutors up there asking difficult questions. And it could really make Clemens labor on the stand, and that would be disastrous for Clemens. I don't think they'll do that.
Well, meanwhile, it's already, we just have a few seconds here, but we know that the players just want to hide from this, because here were these guys who had this incredible friendship. They were stuck like glue, and now you have Andy Pettit testifying against Roger Clemens, and, you know, the game of baseball once again being dragged through the mud.
Yeah, the players want nothing to do with this. This doesn't make anyone look good. They don't want to talk about using steroids. They don't want to talk about using human growth hormone. It's revisiting a time that they're probably embarrassed about, and that cuts against the credibility of their own achievements. But, you know, this is a trial, and sometimes you have to appear. You don't have a choice.
Professor Michael McCann, Director of the Sports Law Institute at the Vermont Law School, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.